What are the obstacles to a broadened palette of school choice opportunities?
It's special interest groups. It's the education unions that have been around forever, benefiting from the status quo. And it's not students that are benefiting, it's adults. And it's been that way for the past few decades.
What about, who are the other groups that are against increased school choice? Because parents with school-age children, K through 12, most of them, come back with like 85 or 90% or higher belief that their children's schools are somewhat or very good. So are they part of the problem?
So we know that parents do tend to overestimate how well their child's school performs. So what we need to do is show parents that school choice benefits everyone, that it's beneficial to them to have options. For instance, online learning is a great example of this, that perhaps your child's school is a great school, but perhaps your child's school doesn't offer Mandarin Chinese. Look what could be available if you had the ability to choose from online options as well.